this year in particularly is, you know, uncharted territories for Heart. Since January, we've been in the double-digit ridership increases, up to 19% one particular month. And in March, we actually hit our highest ridership. And we're on track to achieving 13 million trips this year alone, which would be a record breaker. Specifically in July, our ridership was up 3%. But considering there were a couple less weekdays and a couple more Sundays, the average weekday ridership was up 10% compared to the same month last year.
So you have more riders, but you're having to get by with less funding because of, tell us the revenue picture for Heart.
Every government agency is struggling with decreasing property values. So we're struggling with the same thing too. The last couple years, we've been focusing on matching service with demand. So every couple months, we update our schedule so that it matches our current and projected ridership trends. And that helped us become more efficient and keep and preserve as much bus service out there as possible. But like I mentioned, we're facing the same challenges a lot of our local agents, government agencies are facing.
But the Heart Board has approved a possible increase in the millage rate to 0.5 mils, which is 50 cents for every $1,000 of assessed value. It hasn't been approved by the county commission yet.
Well, it hasn't been finalized by the Heart Board, and that'll happen if they finalize that. That'll be at the end of September after our public hearing process. And we're projecting that will preserve at least the level of transit service that we currently have out there.
How much would that mean for an average household?
From what we understand, the average assessed value of a home in 2012 will be about 90 grand, which means it would impact that average assessed home by about 40 cents a year.
Bus rapid transit is coming in about a year and a half. What is bus rapid transit and where will it be in Hillsborough?
Well, our Metro Rapid system will be operational in early 2013, and that'll be the first one here in Hillsborough County. And basically, it'll connect downtown and North Tampa. It's going to be about 17.5-mile corridor, mainly along Nebraska, which currently is our corridor with our highest ridership activity. What's going to make it faster is less stops, shelters with more passenger amenities, such as ticket vending machines at major stops so that people can, you know, purchase their passes for faster boarding. We expect this to, be well received and really help out that high activity corridor.
And people are used to seeing buses in central parts of cities. But if you're someone in Hillsborough County and you live out in the country, in South Hillsborough or someplace else, you have a new service called Flex. What is Flex and how do people find out about it?
Well, Heart Flex is basically, it's the convenience of using it as a traditional bus route, as well as the flexibility of having a more flexible schedule by making reservations in advance so that they can come pick you up curbside. We started with two pilot projects last year in Brandon and South County. This year, we've expanded the zones to include Town and Country, Northdale, and South Tampa. And also the original South County zone was expanded last month as well. As I mentioned, folks can get curbside pickup basically from point A to point B as long as those two points are within that same zone and all for just 85 cents. Or they can, we have Heart Flex stops along the zone and folks can go wait at a Heart Flex stop just like they would for a bus. So it works both ways.
Before the 2010 election, Hillsborough voters were considering light rail. And Heart was studying light rail through and among other transit alternatives through this alternatives analysis, but it was recently put to bed. Where does the alternatives analysis and light rail stand in Hillsborough County?
Correct. The alternatives analysis study earlier this year, the Heart Board decided to wind that down and particularly to preserve some of that information that we obtained for future studies. And that's where it stands now. Right now, we are working on our transit development plan, which is a 10-year plan that's updated annually with the Florida Department of Transportation. We focus on high-quality bus service as well as introducing some transit enhancements. Again, that's updated annually, and that's underway right now.